It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Queen of Versailles is a movie about a couple who set out to build a colossal home for themselves, inspired by the palace of Louis XIV, the Sun King. In another time, this might have been the premise for a fictional film, a fable about hubris and material excess. But in our time, The Queen of Versailles is actually a documentary about the real life of David and Jackie Siegel, no relation, of Orlando, Florida.
I said, well, I'd like to have a bowling alley. And then he says, I want a health spa. And then I said, we need maid's quarters.
I forgot how many kitchens, 10 kitchens. We have a sushi bar.
2 tennis courts, 1 will be a stadium court, full-size baseball field, which will double as the parking lot when we have parties. But this
is our David Siegel made a fortune in the timeshare business. When filmmaker Lauren Greenfield first met Jackie in 2007, she and her husband were at the top of the world. When Greenfield finished her film, the housing bubble had burst, the economy was struggling, and the luxury and regal ambitions that the Siegels had known had come undone.
David was a billionaire, and they were building the biggest house in America. He was on the Forbes list.
And today?
And today, well, in the story, what happens is, in the beginning, they're building this house, and then the whole timeshare business was based on cheap financing. And as they expand and ultimately build the tallest timeshare building in Las Vegas, then the crisis starts to affect them. And as the cheap financing stopped to be plentiful, they couldn't maintain the properties. And so their story becomes an allegory about the overreaching of America.
Jackie says something that's wonderful in its candor. She says, you know, if I hadn't been rich, I never would have had all these kids. If I didn't know about nannies, I wouldn't be able to have 7 kids. This way I have them. They're wonderful. Somebody else takes care of them all the time. And as things come a little unstuck here, it's hard to tell whether the kids or the many dogs and other pets in the household, who is less disciplined, less being looked after in this menagerie.
Well, I think what we see is a huge infrastructure that can't be maintained without all of the help, that nobody predicted this situation. You know, I think the thing about their story is it's so supersized that, you know, it's kind of unbelievable. But on the other hand, it's real. And I mean, I certainly wouldn't want to have a 26,000 square foot house without many, many housekeepers. And I think you see in a way how unrealistic this structure was and how kind of the center can't hold without all of the assumptions that we had that, you know, David's business had been growing for the last 30 years and he never dreamed that it wouldn't stop growing. And, you know, there was a wake-up call that in a way we all had when the bubble burst.
And we should just point out the 26,000 square foot house. That's the small house. That's not the Versailles that they were building. That's where they actually lived.
Right. The 26,000 square foot house was the starter mansion that they were bursting in the seams, as Jackie says, and so we're building the 90,000 square foot house.
One of my favorite scenes in your documentary, The Queen of Versailles, shows Richard Siegel, who is David's adult son by a previous marriage, and David, which says 30 years older than his wife, Jackie. Richard Siegel here is leading a meeting of sales personnel, people who sell timeshares for the company.
Why are we here?
Save lives!
To save lives. And you thought you were just selling timesharing, didn't you? We sell vacations. Vacations are healthy for you. Do you believe that?
Yes!
I can show you the articles and the studies. Those who take the fewest amount of vacations are most likely to have a heart attack.
And Richard Siegel goes on to say, we're like doctors, we're like firefighters, selling more timeshares, we're also saving marriages. What a great speech that is. What a glimpse of being a salesman that is.
It was amazing to get to see the behind the scenes of the sales room. And I think the really interesting thing about timeshare for me and selling of timeshare is it speaks to the aspirational luxury that in a way was behind kind of the housing boom and bust. And what you see in the story is that timeshare is a way for middle-class people and lower-income people to buy a second home that they can't really afford and kind of have a piece of this luxury.
I read that David Seger was very displeased with the film in the end and sued, saying that you didn't represent the charitable works that they're engaged in. Were there virtues of the Segers that you left on the editing room floor?
Well, I think he made that comment about the charitable works before he saw the film, actually. Mm-hmm. And I think you do see in the film that he raises money for his favorite charity, which is Miss America. And she also, I think what happens with Jackie's character is you see her generosity of heart. That comes out more and more as she deals with the adversity. And you see her open a thrift shop to help the Westgate employees who have been laid off. And you
That's
see
the timeshare company.
The timeshare company. And you see her lend money to her friend who's about to lose her house. But I think David would have preferred that I continued much longer with the film and saw the Westgate company, you know, come back and saw him regain success in the end.
There's an exchange very near the end of the film when David Siegel says to you something to the effect of, I think this has gone on long enough. Obviously, the premise of this film had changed a great deal from the beginning when you started doing it.
It had, and that was one of the really fascinating parts of this process. When we started, it was about their success and building the biggest house in America, and really that being kind of the ultimate expression of the American dream. And in the beginning, it starts out as this intimate look at how the 1% live and what wealth is like. And it's almost like a fantasy world with castles and jets and a timeshare king and a beauty queen. And by the end, you really see that it's become an allegory about all of us, and in a way, the overreaching of America and how we all overextended in different ways, taking out too much money from our houses, using our houses as piggy banks, building too big. And these are people that you thought would never be affected by the recession or the crash because they had so much padding and so much wealth. In a way, this kind of happened to all of us, and that's really what I want people to kind of get from their story.
Lauren Greenfield, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Director Lauren Greenfield's documentary about David and Jackie Siegel is called The Queen of Versailles.